again, welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, a podcast about groupthink, which is thoughts that we think that maybe we're not considering. Hack thought is another word we're using. It's a hacky thought. It's a thought everyone's had. Maybe it's time to get rid of it. But I'm starting shows again with this disclaimer so everyone knows it. When I get uncomfortable with what's going on or I don't know what's happening, I will be doing a scene where we improvise someone stuck in a river, okay? There is no inside joke to it. All it is I like pretending that I'm in a river. I think it's very fun to do. It's my new favorite thing in the whole world to do. And so it's not a joke you're not getting. And it's not even a joke, really. It's just that I like pretending I'm stuck in a river. I think it's very funny. I think people stuck in stuff are very funny. Okay. I think that I don't even have an opening here. Let's go ahead. Bring in the episode.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Time Saga, second edition mic episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Hello, one, not all. Hello, only one. If you're listening to this, that wordplay disgusts me. And welcome to the show.
One and all. Gotcha.
One and all, not the all. Isn't that clever? It's like I went through a book of euphemisms. I have an apology to put out to you, Deepu. Genuinely, I hate to make this so insidery to the show, to fans of the show, but on a previous week, you said that you were sneezing from eating shellfish, and I then later was looking into a food I was allergic to, and was looking up whether I maybe had to go see a doctor. I will eat my hat on this. One of the reactions to shellfish, being allergic to shellfish, is sneezing. I'm sorry. Was wrong.
I can't believe you doubted that. I mean, allergies in general do result in sinuses clogging up.
You are the fucking worst. I just apologize to you, and then you're like, this is why nobody grows in this world. Mm-hmm. I just said you were right, shithead. And then you're like, I can't believe anyone was ever that stupid.
I do not accept your apology. Go on.
Why? Are you serious?
No, I don't accept it. That's a group thing.
No, I want a serious answer. I want a serious... Okay, so then you don't accept it. Why don't you accept it? Because I made fun of you
hurt.
In front of 4,000 people? Oh, get over it. No. Are you actually...
It was fucked up. I had an ailment, and you said I didn't. And that really hurt my fucking feelings. Okay?
Okay. So then what is the group thing I should do? That I should change?
You get on your knees, and you suck me off.
You know what? This is your actual issue. Is you don't know when you're funny and when I want your genuine opinion. I don't give a shit anymore. You know what? You've gone to full 360. I'm not, obviously no one's gonna suck you off
with
by
manners.
The way,
suck me off with manners.
Okay. Even so, is that your genuine opinion? Is that someone has to beg that someone can't
in our relationship? Yes, you have to go to extremes to win.
Are
me
you
back.
Kidding? Are you kidding right now? I want this to be genuine. I don't want anyone to think you're doing a joke.
Nope.
Okay. Why? I came to it. I'm fine. Let me say it this way. Let me tell you the question I actually have for you. Mm-hmm. I'm fine if you don't want to accept my apology. I think you're right. That probably is groupthink that everybody thinks you have to accept an apology.
Yeah.
But then the opposite.
Right. Don't even think about it. Just say yes. All right. Yeah. Forgiven. Let's move on.
Okay. Fine. Fine. Right. Fine.
I'm gonna hang on to this.
No. I want you to hear the full question.
Okay.
The full question is, I'm fine with you saying the paradigm should be shifted, and it should be, I should have to live with the fact that you don't forgive me, that I apologized and I gave a very heartfelt apology, and so that the shift should be more people should start living with the idea that you don't forgive someone. Your version of it is sick. I'm not going to include your version of it in my... You can convince me of it, but your version of, oh, well, then you need to grovel. That's sickening. I came to you with an apology. Is that your opinion that I should grovel? Be genuine.
I think it's too easy to recover from your mistake just by saying, I apologize. I just hate that. There has to be some sort of monetary compensation. Something.
How much do you want? How much money do you want? I mean, if you really think this will, I'm not saying I will pay you.
Uh huh.
But I'm saying.
The value? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Other than that, I make you money on the show. But yeah. So, but I'm saying. So I'm saying.
Listen, damages. If there's a five.
Okay. No. No jokes. You don't get to make
weekends.
Jokes.
I won't count. No.
Please. Please, I'm in this. Oh God, I'm in this river. Please, just help me out. Jeez, my shoes.
Oh my God, how'd you get in there? Holy shit!
I thought I saw my contact in there. I don't wear contacts, but they were in the. I said, oh my, was that a contact? And now
you probably
I'm learning.
Saw film. You probably just saw like river film.
Can I say? Yeah, now that I'm in the river, a lot of these bubbles and things look like contacts. Mm. So I went in thinking, oh, I'll bring these contacts to the lost and found. And now I'm in this river, and it's mostly, it's either, let me tell you something, maybe you should come in too, because either I am stuck, or everyone's contacts are just here.
All right, let me jump in. Thankfully, I'm strong enough to pull us out, no matter what.
Yeah,
so.
Can you put some of this in your eye? Just try and take whatever's in this river and put it in your eye and see if it's a contact lens.
That kind of burns a little bit.
It's rivery.
Burn.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
I want you to be fucking genuine. You don't get to make jokes, because I was genuine, and then I asked for your genuine opinion. You're not allowed to go, oh, damages, I'll calculate. No. Sorry. We made a vow.
That I was
our
stressed.
Stupid voice is Gilbert Godfrey. Oh, damages. You can't make a joke. If you really think that some amount of money or some token will do it, in this scenario, how much money does it take to apologize for making fun of your ailment? Which I'm genuinely apologizing for.
5 cents. If you toss me a nickel, I'll move on.
Done.
Great.
Done.
See?
Done. I'm
just
fine
a little
with it.
Something. Just a little monetary. Just something to take to the bank. Literally.
I think maybe that's what we should start doing with coins. It's just maybe.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Maybe that's what we can use pennies for.
Yeah. For.
Oh my gosh.
For what exactly? Just like all like for like these for the
remainder.
That's the
apology.
Of human
that's
interactions?
The apology. Yeah, that's the apology number. It's a penny.
Oh man! I mean, if someone makes
I don't
money,
wa- I don't want to. I don't want to do any penny rants, but I'm obviously against pennies. But
no, they're gross for sure. But imagine if someone could someone made a decent living accruing apologies and therefore pennies or whatever. That's a hell of a life. I might do that. I think I'm
good
at that.
Sir,
you're in a river.
Sir,
oh God!
This is your conscience speaking. I'm stuck in a river. It's odd.
Cut out. River.
Well, please. Uh-huh. A lot of times what happens with consciousnesses mm-hmm. are that they, when they leave the body, there's some sort of enlightenment. Opposite. Opposite here. I got too stupid from you, and now I'm stuck in a river. And how you get an entity out of a river, I don't know.
Let me just think
you
out.
Maybe call the Dalai Lama. He can astral project. Right? Can't he? Who can astral project? I think the Pope can astral project. Can he? Oh, I don't know. I'm the worst consciousness ever. But I'm stuck in this river, and there's lots of fish consciousnesses in here. And
while you're in there, you know where my keys are?
Can I tell you what a fish thinks about?
Okay, please.
Hateful thoughts. You don't even want to hear it.
Mm.
So I'm your consciousness stuck in this river. Please help. Please do something.
All right. Let me just think of nice thoughts and bring you out of this evil river of thought.
It worked. Okay, so...
that was really up to you to end the bit. Just like, it worked.
It worked. It's fine.
Thank you for dismounting there.
How much fun is it? And it's something you can do at home.
I hope
by the way,
audience likes it. I hope
you're doing it with friends and family and things like that. Just whenever you want the conversation to stop a little bit, just say you're stuck in a river. It's my new... If everyone plays along, it's like the most fun thing in the world. The more people you have, the better.
I mean, it's
like,
literally handled the way like babies just cry when they're upset about like the most minute thing. And then everything just changes. And now it's just about the baby crying.
Right. And the more people you have, the more everyone's helping this person out of the river. And someone can criticize them and say they should... It's just so much fun. It's my new favorite thing in the world to do. Okay, let's go to our first segment of We Didn't Take a Survey. Now, on We Didn't Take a Survey, what we do is we talk about a piece of groupthink that we want to get rid of, and we'll then send it out to people we like and know and respect in some cases to get their opinion on it. But for now, we don't have other people's opinion on it. Here we go. Mike Fallick, identified by doctors and people as a male. Down with machismo. Down with masculinism. I don't understand the meaning of the word. I don't understand this sentence of people saying be more of a man. I don't understand manliness, a word I've never understood. Mm-hmm. I don't understand saying someone's more macho or more manly, the scale of things. I think we need to get rid of it permanently. Now, you heard it the other episode where I'm saying I'm trying to get rid of sir and ma'am and all these sort of gender things, but I really think this is a bad one. I really think it's a bad one.
Can I chime in here, or you don't want me to?
Go ahead. This is why you're here. Otherwise, okay. I would do the podcast alone in a room.
Well, I think the utility of the terms machismo and masculinity has gone down. I think there used to be a real...
Don't use big words. You don't think people use it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think Well, okay, listen. I live in a very urban environment. I don't live in
really?
A farm. I don't live on a farm where seeking...
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. This better have something to do with the difference between farm living and urban living.
When you're living on a farm and you need some fucking employees to pull some shit, you uh-huh. don't want weak, small people.
You could not be more wrong. Hey, look at me. You could not be. I'm telling you, there's
you
people
want
right
weak,
now.
Small people
can you,
to work
can
on your farm.
Can you listen to me? If you're saying this is about manliness and machoism, can I tell you, and weak and small and things like that, you could not be more, you are showing how urban and unaware of the agricultural history in this country. I'm telling you, there's people right now screaming into their phones going, many of the migrant workers that pick our plants are female, and many of them are small, and many of them are not necessarily fit to do manual labor, but are forced into this position. Many slaves that worked
farming,
in positions of labor were not necessarily done
let's
so
take
for their
farming out of it.
Yeah, that's what I said, is to take farming out of it. Now, please, if you could just help me out of this river.
Okay.
Please, I don't. Hey, someone buddy. Said something racist, and now I'm in this river. Can you please?
I didn't say anything racist.
Okay, can you pull me out, but not, but
I'm gonna hold the stick very lightly because you did accuse me of racism.
Can you grab my ears to pull me out? I'm very sensitive in my shoulders. Please pull and pull quick. Pull. Okay, here's what you.
Oh, your hair feels oily.
Well, I've been in this. If I'm being honest,
can I just hold you by the mouth?
I've been in.
Can I put my fingers in your mouth?
Okay. And then pull.
There you go. Don't bite. Don't bite. There we go.
Well, how am I supposed to help?
Okay, you're back out. Okay.
I'm
sorry for bringing... I thought farming would be like the most base level, we need strong people to work in this business sort of
you're
example.
You're absolutely... You couldn't be more wrong.
I know, because of technology. I got you.
No. You couldn't be... Do not try... Listen, to tell you how wrong you are would take a lot. You have no idea how wrong you are.
Can you give me one business...
Grapes, cotton... corn, all of them. It has nothing to do with technology. Ever since we've used labor to do things, it has not been the strongest people that get the job. It's been the people that are there. It's been the people that can do the job and want to do the job and are willing to do the job and need to do the job or are doing the job to get something else. It has never anything to do with strength. There is a minimum strength required. And I think you're showing sort of a history, and I'm going to use this word that I've never used on this show before, of the patriarchy that you're showing that you think these things about labor and you think these things about people, and you're showing what an urban, patriarchal, sexist man you are. I'll say that. That's that, and it's not your fault. You're not doing it in a mean way, but you're showing how these things start to affect society.
Yeah, I mean,
would you like help out of that river?
I would love some help out of this river.
Just give me your hand. Not that hand, idiot.
Sorry.
This guy's really critical. Not that hand. Give me your other hand.
I just
please.
Gotta, I don't want to touch you with this hand. Take my leg.
Thank. I was gonna say that because now you're learning, stupid. Yes, give me your leg. Let me pull you out. Not like that. Upside down. The middle bendy part of the leg.
There we go. I'm out.
And he's out of the river.
Thank you for saving me.
No problem. You don't think people use the word machismo as much, is what you're saying?
Definitely. I mean, I don't know what the rate of usage before.
Right, so, which is why you're talking fucking shit. That's why you're talking nonsense. You've got a classic sort of observed anecdote there. You have no evidence of it. You don't think it's, which is because you use the word.
I think I'm equipped with whatever the average American is equipped with.
No, no, you're equipped with the ability to quickly decide that you have a prejudice towards something. You're quickly making up facts. That's what you're equipped with, which I would say the average person does. Just, I don't see it that much, therefore I understand it.
That's fine.
Or I've decided I own an opinion.
I felt pretty safe in my opinion until you came at me and just called me an outright sexist.
I didn't call you a sexist. What I said was that assuming something like that comes from the fact that a lot of the facts surrounding you are somewhat sexist. This is not getting funny. I would like to get out of this river.
Let's avoid the whole
skit. You two down there. We see you. We are the River Rescue Squad. We're going to help you.
Thank you. We're stuck in this river. Tipu, wave so they can see us. Wait, look, we're waving. Wait.
I can't believe they're in the phone book.
I said I saw you. You don't need to wave. Please, stop waving.
Tipu, wave more.
I love this river. I love hanging out in this river all the time. I love how we just keep falling into it. I love how the sides of it are banked so that no matter what we do, we just come back. It's the perfect river.
So you're saying, well, we brought this whole helicopter out here. You're saying you want to stay in the river?
Well, no, you can get us out now, but we will be back here. We will be back.
Can I be honest? I feel like we got the helicopter. We sort of rushed in here. We put on reflective coats.
Uh-huh.
It feels more genuine if you're desperate to get out. I know you're not. I'm not crazy. But
I'm going to tell you, what a tow truck driver told me once. Stay there. Stay there. You fucking hover.
I'll help you out, but I'm just saying I'm not into it.
That's fine. You know, how much is this procedure? Does this cost a lot of money?
Well, it's technically paid for by the taxpayers. But just grab the rope. I don't know. I want to do something else.
I don't like
this. We were gonna go to the mall. And so
what'd you need at the mall? You're going to just look around?
No, I was going to go, but then you called. And
don't eat the food there, man. I'm telling you. It's flu season.
Honestly, I get what you're doing, but it's not, you know, this. We're not going to be.
All right. You know, I'm going to just walk out of the river. Walk out of this river.
No. We'll help, but, you know, we had other plans.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of people to be saved from rivers. This is a dangerous river town. People just
and they're out.
The river. Yep. All right.
They're out of the river. What benefit is it? Do you consider yourself a manly man? Do you do things in which you'd say you're manly?
I try sometimes. You know, I'll be good in the sack, and I'll say, I fulfill my duties as a man.
What's manly about that as opposed to
using
that being
my dick.
Sexual?
Using my dick as a man.
Being competent with your dick. Well, then that brings to question... That's something very specifically manly. Does somebody using this is going to get? We're going to get detailed now, because this is how you beat this stuff. Uh-huh. Is that a lot of times people will say, I know some people are listening, going, it doesn't have to be about sex. Yeah, because you're not going to get around an issue like this. Because I would say, Deepu, good job. That's a stumper.
Yeah, unavoidably manly.
Not calling your penis, it's not a stumper, but you did good. You chose a subject which we have to get, you have to go right to the thing. But I will say this in favor of my argument. You went right to use of penis. So you would recognize, let's save my argument on use of penis, good use of penis, which I'll recognize there's a genuine argument there to be had as to whether or not that can be manly or not, right?
Yes.
What you pulling that card out first? That blue eyes white dragon, what you doing that right away says to me is that you don't think there's anything other than that could really beat my argument.
Nope.
Right?
I think you're
think you're conceding a pretty huge amount. I'd say and that's why I think both sides of good arguments should be recognized here. Great job. You stumped me a little. I'm gonna throw my side of it in there. But I think you're saying you being strong, not manly. You being gentlemanly, which I could blow my brains out if I was worried about being a gentleman. If I actually walked around saying, oh, well, is that a gentleman? Or if I was a woman and I was like, is that ladylike? I think I mean, there are people. I don't even know why I should joke about it. There are people that tortures them.
Well, basically, you've pinned me in a corner. You pinned me in a corner. If I say any example...
But like, I pinned you in a corner. What I'm saying is that I pinned you in a corner that was easy to pin you into. It was not... You gave the right amount of breath to my argument. That's B-R-E-A-D-T-H. You gave it the room it needed, which was that you weren't going to beat it. It was not worth fighting it going all the way up to being strong, wearing a suit, you know. Yeah.
I mean, the only other examples could be things that are isolating men automatically. So, like, men's tennis, right. Men's
which
rowing.
I think all that stuff's nonsense, too.
Right.
I mean, we could maybe we'll bring a sports expert on here as to how degrading some of these rules are. Like, women's lacrosse is one that doesn't get talked about a lot because lacrosse isn't popular. These women are much better at lacrosse than most of the men. And because someone thinks they're delicate, they don't get to play the same sport. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't get to wear armor. They have to wear, like, kilts or something.
I want to bring – and we're not saying this as a feminist thing. It's like, no, kilts is field hockey, but that's kind of cool. Not as a girls wearing skirts thing, but I think, like you sometimes see Scottish sports they'll do with the kilts on. I actually think that, like – because a skirt – here, I'll do this as a manly thing. The skirts were men's fashion. Skirts came from armor, really a great piece of armor to have. There were some pieces of armor that were, like, built into the horse almost, and you couldn't – if you got knocked over the horse, a ridiculous task to do to a knight. You were done. That was pretty much it. Someone would, like, drag you off the battlefield. But – skirts started as this really awesome piece of armor, and if you had the best type of skirt, it was flexible and it was made of iron, and you could wear it while you were on your horse, and then you could get off the horse and have a lot of mobility in hand-to-hand combat where you could move on your feet really quickly. So when men wore skirts first, because it was like, look at this, this is like a piece of armor thing. It was reminiscent of weaponry. So when I see women wear, this is all true, this is not a joke. So when I say women and men wearing skirts, I actually think skirts are like this type of dress where, what we would call it, not type of dress, like, so I'm making it clear, like...
uniform?
Fashion. Just that it is underutilized by men. That's the first one. And now you have to either be making a statement or not make a statement because of this thing of men. They're very flexible and at the same time aerated. It's really underutilized in my opinion. I don't think it's degrading for the women to wear the skirts in their sports. And you see many players not wearing it and teams not wearing it. But I think it's the other way. I think there's plenty of sports for men where the skirt works. And maybe should be utilized.
I'm stuck in a river! Get me the fuck out of here!
It's, listen, sir, look at me. Hello. Can you hear me?
Water.
This is a quiet neighborhood. I understood you're stuck, but look at me. I'm the river master. Look me in the eyes.
Oh,
I'm going to use, do you see this stick?
I do.
The river gave me this stick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the master of the river, and how dare you get in my river?
I'm so sorry. I know it's a
don't
private river.
It's not just private, but it belongs to the ancient deities of the river. And this river gave, now, admittedly, did it
ooh,
give me
a fish.
Did it, that's right. Do you know? Do you,
you
even know
it?
What that?
Should I throw it to you?
Do you know what that fish's name is? You don't respect nature.
No,
you don't,
I don't
like this fish.
I know it's a trout.
You don't know who he is. You don't.
Rainbow
you guessed,
trout.
Coincidentally, you guessed his name, but that doesn't mean I'm not giving you any credit. Just because that rainbow trout's name happens to be rainbow trout, that doesn't mean that you understand the river. The
wait,
way
you
I'm,
know
like,
this fish?
I know
personally?
Every fish.
Oh.
Now what? Now you see that bass over there, which I'm not sure are actually in river, but there's one right there. Okay, so coincidentally, you knew that bass's name was Biggin, but that doesn't mean that you understand the river the way I. What about that tree over there? You're never gonna guess its name.
Oh, you mean that walrus-looking tree over there?
Ah, fuck you! You don't know this just because that tree's name is Walrus Tree. Who are you?
I'm the ghost of River's fucking
they left.
Names.
They
maybe.
Left. They left the river. They're out of the river.
Okay.
Hey, do you love delicious things? No, you. You know, I'm thinking about it. You probably don't like delicious things. No, why did I ask? You probably don't like delicious things. It doesn't matter. Well, I don't want to bring it up. Oh, you do like delicious things, you say. You're screaming into your phone. Well, look up Eat Cheenies. That's C-I-N-I. Eat Cheenies. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. Eat Cheenies. And if you direct message them, You want these things. Demand them in your town or city. Eat Cheenies. They're these little orange Cheenie balls. They're filled with rice and cheese. They know about it. You can get all the flavors there. They do crazy stuff. Go to Eat Cheenies. Eat. You know how to spell eat. Come on. Don't mess with me. C-I-N-I. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. And let them know that you want delicious things, especially if you're in Boston. They can get it to you real quick. Okay? Do you heat food up? That's another groupthink thing that we can talk about. Do you like heating your food up?
I do, yeah.
I don't care. I feel like an alien when I talk about this. I really honestly, it does nothing for me when someone's like, "Oh, a nice hot meal." I'm like, I honestly that emotion, it does nothing for me. I feel like if it was the 1950s and I ever was accused of a murder, that sentence would get me thrown in jail. Like, did you hear? He said in an interview he eats cold spaghetti. He's a monster. And this man who's accused of killing Muriel, he eats totally cold steak. It'll get someone faints. I feel like that would damn me. I feel like if I ever get put up for murder, that's going to damn me because they'll ask me all these questions that I just say weird things about. Like, I will eat soup totally cold. Just bone cold. Yeah, I don't care.
Wait. Will you eat cold pizza?
I will not only, I'm going to lay some music in here. There is no food on the planet that I care about the heat of. This is not like when people say, you got to wait until it gets cold. You got to wait until it gets, this is not about joy. I literally feel no emotion towards it. If the food is hot, if the food is cold, I don't care. And there are some benefits. Mac and cheese, your favorite thing. You can take a brick of mac and cheese and walk around like it's a sandwich. When it gets cold, my life is so much easier because I don't have to heat things up, and I urge our listeners to stop heating things up. Try it. Try it for a week. What's the worst that happens?
Huh. Funny. I was taught as a kid that you have to heat things up or else it was bad for your digestion or some shit.
Yeah, I've learned that too. People, that's another weird group thing. People have decided that it's not just like a taste thing, that it's like bad for you. Like with a lot of food stuff. Like, oh, because here's one, like raw meat, that's one. Oh God, this is the third week in a row, Patricia, that I'll say this. I'm not going to talk about, hold on, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, I am not going to talk about raw meat and then we end up sending people to the hospital. we try not to give out nutritional advice, but yeah, no, you're pretty hearty. You can eat whatever. Go ahead. Oh, I just gave the worst. I went from 0 to 100 there, didn't I? I went from saying we're not going to give out nutritional advice. Yeah, shove anything in your mouth. You'll be fine. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Shove it
in there. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. No, we're not going to give any nutritional advice. But sure, yeah, pick pork off the floor. It doesn't matter. It's fine. When
you're just telling people to shove meat into their mouth. That's cool.
Yeah. It's one of the things I do. Do you think if
winky
I went on a
face.
Street corner?
Winky face.
What?
You're just telling people to shove meat into their mouth, and I'm saying winky face.
Oh, winky face.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I recommend people put genitals in their mouth. It seems to be pretty popular. It doesn't seem to be going away. Like, people are pretty nuts about it. People are pretty crazy about it. No one ever needs to sell that. I think we should. Okay. We'll spend a few minutes here, and let's do the thing of the penis. I don't necessarily think that's manly either. I think there's plenty of people born with a penis that don't feel as though they
don't associate
with that penis, and they use that penis well. I don't necessarily think that makes them manly.
All right. Well, you know what? I tried to sidestep you. I tried to throw you off. Where are we going with this? What are we gonna do with
the cheese? Let's get rid of it. Yeah. I'm done with it. I'm fucking sick of it. It's causing a lot of problems too for people mentally.
No.
Don't act, because that's what people do with changing words. You tell me what you want to talk about in being manly, and I'll tell you what to say. You tell me. What do you want to say?
Okay. Can I just describe the image that comes to mind when I hear the word machismo?
Oh yeah.
It's okay. First of all,
No. Do it slow.
Envision.
Tell me this manly thing. Do you mind if I unbutton my blouse?
Please.
Fine call. I'm wearing technically a blouse. It's a button-down shirt. That's what people are wearing. Okay.
Someone with machismo is someone that
smells
like cigars.
Please, can I? I am stuck in a river. Hey, seriously, are you fucking kidding?
Sorry, you're
in what world do you think that's not racist?
The accent? My bad.
No, the other thing you were doing. Yes, the Mexican accent.
I'm going off a very popular commercial that has established norms about what a man does.
Here's how racist you are. That commercial has someone speaking in an American accent. That's how racist you are, because it's a Mexican beer. That commercial has a man speaking in an American accent. You use your little racist brain over there. Deepu knows I don't think he's racist. I think he sometimes slips up and sounds racist, which is why I protect him in this way. No, you're creating
that
image.
Are you sure he doesn't have a little twang? It doesn't have a little something in there?
I will bet you a child. I will buy I will make you buy me a child slave if I'm wrong.
Oh, so now you're pro-slavery. Okay.
Of course I am.
All right,
I'm not going to do everything I want to do. Make somebody else do
it. How about the way he says the beer name? That even has no accent?
The announcer who does those jokes does not have a Mexican accent. There's a chance that the name Dos Equis, which should be said in the proper way because it is a Mexican beer, in the same way I would not begrudge you for saying Qingdao in a more correct Mandarin way because that's the name of the beer. I wouldn't begrudge you for saying Dos Equis. When do you want to say you're manly? Describe to me this image of manliness, which is obviously an asinine activity.
No accent.
Because it's not about you. You do this all the time. You make it about you. Your testimony in terms of other people means nothing. Make it about you. Make it personal. This is how it should be. It should be one-on-one. Why do you want to keep using it?
I don't want to keep using it. I have no.
So then what's the fucking debate?
No, I'm just – well, that doesn't mean – just because I don't want to – I don't use it doesn't mean that I want to throw the word away, that I think the word should be illegal.
I'll be honest. Somebody called me manly, and I was like, I'm not a manly guy. Like, my favorite color for my technology is pink. I oftentimes break into HMS Pinafore, the musical, or Pirates of Penzance. Sometimes people need to see me click my heels and say I am the very model of a modern major general.
Well –
I don't think these things are considered manly by a lot of people, but I don't care.
I think some of them would consider those things manly.
I've danced like a Rockette.
The confidence that you're exuding to be able to jump into a musical number.
Oh, really? You want me to do it now?
No, I'm not saying you should do it now. I'm just saying it would be perceived as manly.
Bum, 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 bum. I am the very modern lover, modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the queens of England, and I quote the facts historical from Marathon to Waterloo and all to categorical. I'm sorry, continue with what you were saying.
Oh, God, you got me all hot and bothered over here. Jesus, that's a...
Just so continue what you're saying about manliness.
Sorry, I'm so flustered. I forgot what I was going to say. But okay, so confidence has been perceived as...
I'm very well acquainted to in mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorems in my teaming with a lot of those with many cheerful thoughts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean, I think you did. I think you did, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just my manliness exuding on you.
You know what? That's a good point. Maybe that's not manliness. Maybe that's just insanity.
Who knows? So go on. I'm sorry.
You know what? I guess I'm done saying
this. All right,
words.
Fine. In fact, when I know what is meant by mamelon and raveling, when I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, in matters here in sorties and surprises I'm a wariat, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat.
If you performed the song... with confidence in front of a packed house, then yes, I would say you are manly. But the fact you're just dropping this shit to your fucking co-host on a podcast, it doesn't impress me. It's not machismo. It's not impressive at all. So,
well, I'll go into Pinafore next, and we'll see. We'll just go through all of Gilbert and Sullivan. I don't know what the word means. I don't think you know what it means. Even in your
No,
I'm
against.
Not looking it up.
But that's
the point. Is that if you don't understand, if you don't have a definition of manliness, and if you don't have a definition of machismo, then why are we hanging on to it? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't help anyone. So why are we using it?
Because
who cares if you're manly? Who gives
a
shit?
That can
who
feel
gives
attacked.
A shit? When? You tell me when.
When you're describing an athlete.
Okay, bullshit. Obviously, next. Bullshit. Fuck you. Obviously, yes. The most popular athlete in the world right now is Ronda Rousey. So
no,
go fuck yourself.
No, that's not even fucking true.
She is obviously one of the most recognized, strongest. She's one of the most recognized, strongest people in the world right now. So go fuck yourself.
Okay, no, that I will grant you. She is one of the.
And it happens all the time. Just because it's. I'm just saying it right now because it's so obvious that you're wrong. That happens all the time that there's women that are like that. So fuck you about sports.
Can
fuck
people
you.
Describe her as having machismo or no?
Why? She's not a man.
Because she's a tough fucking person.
So wait, what is that? But that so tough. Why isn't that the word? You can't take a bad word, which means fucking nothing, and just decide that it's working.
I mean, I don't think people that's like, are looking that's like, for the that's fight like, the way you are when they hear the
well,
word.
Well, then why not get rid of it? Why not get rid of it?
Because people aren't up in arms about it.
No, let me tell you, we don't get very serious on the show often. People are up in arms about this the idea of manliness right now. People are most certainly up in arms about it. All you right. better fucking believe that.
No, manliness, yes. There's a whole gender.
So why not
issue.
Get rid of it? Why not get rid of it? It's doing nothing. I'm sitting here as a man. You're sitting here as a man saying, I don't need to be called manly. When I go to a doctor, they need to know that I have a penis and a prostate.
Yeah.
I don't understand otherwise what I need that for.
Well, that's certainly something
I don't
to think
understand.
About. When
I think most doctors are going to look down there and go, "Hey, you got a penis." I think they're going to identify it pretty quick. I don't think I even need to say it to them. Honestly, I don't know why they feel if I'm going to a doctor and they're doing an inspection of me, I think it's going to become pretty obvious when they start to do a full body inspection that there's a penis down there. I have a hard time believing that a doctor who's been trained in these very complicated things of medicine is going to go, what's, okay, I'm feeling around your vagina and it's feeling very penis-y. So, like, why do we need to tell anybody this? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
You got me, man. I'll never say it again.
Thank you. Is it so hard for you to change your entire life philosophy based on my yelling at you?
I just hate how you're always right about these things. I hate that.
I'm not always right. It's that I'm finding blank spots. I'm finding, not blank spots, blind spots. And so you never think about them. Who cares if you're a man? Who cares? You want to be good with your penis? Then be good with your penis. I don't know what that has to do with being a man. If someone said to me, you're really good at using your penis, but I don't really think you're manly, I don't know that
I'd still think
that's a great compliment. I'm not really sure
that.
I give a shit.
I mean, you don't give a shit because you're cool as fuck, but...
I don't think I'm... I think I'm the least cool person both of us know. But what would it matter? Oh, well, thank you for using your penis so good on me. But you're not very manly. Who cares? Well, that first compliment was great. Who cares?
Well, you're just saying who cares, but obviously the sexual partner might care.
Do you care?
I would care a little bit.
No. The sexual partner's saying, like, I am very attracted to you. I want to keep having the sexualness with you. Your penis marksmanship right on spot. You're great. I just wouldn't call you manly. And then they say nothing else of it. And then you could be self-conscious and say, well, are you looking for a more manly man? I was like, oh, no. It's just something I observed. And then, of course, obviously you'd have to ask this psychopath what they mean by manly. But it wouldn't really matter. The compliments that actually matter there wouldn't really matter.
All right, well, hopefully when that time comes for me to have that exact conversation, you're
putting out
there.
But what about the opposite? And someone's like, you're very manly. What about you're very manly? You're very manly and I don't want to have sex with you anymore. And it's not because you're manly. That's not a compliment. That's someone saying they don't want to have sex with you anymore. That's clearly an insult.
I don't know where to go.
Or they're busy.
Where do you want to go with this? We done?
Yeah,
we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Fuck you.
You have my contract.
So as a part of our We Didn't Take a Survey segment, we actually do take a survey. We send out the questions that me and Deepu debate here stupidly to other podcasts for them to discuss. This week, we're featuring Jabber and the Drone, good friends of ours, kind of pod. They're colleague peers. They're not friends. I'm not going to any of their birthday parties. But I would. Invite me. See what happens. I don't know. They are colleagues of ours in the podcasting world. They are a movie review podcast, which I know they're listening to this. I'm not sure I agree with the word movie review at all, just in general as a term. I'm kind of saying this to antagonize you to have me back on, but at the same time, I'm being very serious. Here's what they had to say about an issue me and Deepu debated in a past episode. Perspective, people.
We shouldn't lie ever.
I feel like this one's a trap.
I do too. I also feel like it's like completely impossible to live life. Like, I don't know what you would do. I mean, we've all seen the movie Liar Liar. That is a cautionary tale for our age.
I guess, what are we defining as a lie? Are we defining
a white lie to vicious rumor? I don't know.
Well, are we counting omitted truths as lies? Because to me, a lie is altering the facts.
Sure.
It's hashtag fake news.
Right.
It's straight up changing the meaning of a thing to have a desired effect.
Hashtag alternative facts.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you should a lot.
No, it's definitely not something you want. You don't want to be known as the guy who lies a lot. You don't want to do it so much that it's easier for you to lie than to tell the truth. But I think there are extenuating circumstances, especially if it's not people who are regularly in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
you know what? Actually, I generally, as a rule, don't lie to for my own benefit or anything like that. I don't lie like to get out of something or to get into something. But I do think it's fun to lie to strangers.
Yeah, I work on Wall Street if I can get into it.
Yeah, if you're never going to see that person again.
See, if you're never going to see that person again, fuck it. Like, have fun. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I mean, I'm also, you know, an improviser and an actor, and like if we literally can never lie and take that to the extreme, then I could, you know, does that stop existing? You know, could you consider pretending to be someone else a lie? Like, how
I don't feel like there's any intent to deceive in
well, there absolutely is. There,
you're acting.
Your intent is to deceive people into thinking this false reality is
unless you were on a reality show like Punked or Boiling Point or something like that, then I don't think that that's a lie. Just acting.
Well, what about like, you know, character comedians or whatever? Like look at some of the stuff Andy Kaufman used to do.
Fair enough, but that again, that's kind of more trolling than acting. Actually, Mike Fallick, here's a good question to add to your survey: is acting lying?
Yeah, that's a good one.